This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Automation in agriculture is, of course, a good thing, but some do fear it may take jobs away. Ag economist Dr. Aaron Smith says that history shows that's just not the case.
People always worry that when a technology comes and replaces some tasks that a human used to do, that humans will then have nothing to do. And that doesn't turn out to be true. Right now, we're at 3-point-something record low unemployment in the United States, for example. So the long-run view is that the work that humans do will change, just like computers. There are things that will augment jobs and help people to be able to do their jobs better, and that people will be doing different jobs. And in agriculture, for example, we'll have fewer people in the fields hand-harvesting or hand-weeding crops, for example, and more of that will be done by machine.
Smith also notes that traditionally, those who do lose their jobs to technology can usually repurpose their skills.
The main thing that I think about is that question of who wins and who loses, and how should we think about compensating those who lose. And particularly, I'm thinking of agricultural labor. Those are the people who are going to lose the jobs that they have. And so how can we as a society figure out how to help those people to transition into different types of employment?
Technology is an asset rather than an obstacle, especially as farm labor is harder and harder to come by. And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.